Melbourne is rising! Victoria is rising! When I spoke at the very first anti-lockdown rally in April 2020, there were 70 of us. 70. Now, there are 450,000! Daniel Andrews, look at me. Look at me. Look at us. We are the captain now. The future of our beautiful state hangs in the balance. Freedom hangs in the balance. And Daniel Andrews thought he had this game won. Until he got some erect. Right now, Daniel Andrews and his lackeys are working overtime and doing dirty deals behind closed doors. And we are here to deliver a message to any crossbencher who may be considering stabbing us in the back. Don't take us for fools. Of this city showed up in this park today. And if you think you can get re-elected without us, think again. We the people will win this fight because we will never give up. When Daniel Andrews tried to tear us apart, that is what brought us together. It was when he took our jobs and our businesses that we truly began to work together. It was when he locked us down that we began to stand up together. When he sowed division amongst our friends and our families, that is when we found our tribe. And it is now. It is in this moment, as his grubby hands are reaching for total power, that we finally understand freedom, and we will not give it up without a fight. Yeah! Freedom! Freedom! Beginning. We must wipe away his legacy of hate, division and fear. We must heal the wounds and forgive the wrongs and come together like never before. It was not Daniel Andrews that made Melbourne the world's most livable city. It was not our sports stadiums, our laneways or our river. I gotta be honest with you, it wasn't even our coffee. That might come as a shock to some of you. It was us. Yeah. We've done it before and we'll do it again. Look around you. Look at each other. Do it now. Look at each other. Look someone in the eye. Behold your new tribe. We're bound together by something that is deeper than blood. We are bound together by love. It is our love of freedom that brought us here. It is your love of freedom that brought you here today for the biggest crowd this city has ever seen. And it is our love of freedom that compels us to stand unbending no matter what the cost. Getting to this moment has been a long road, a journey that has come at a high cost to many, many good people. Daniel Andrews has abused us, threatened us, sent armed agents of the state to some of our homes, and yet here we stand. Daniel Andrews has arrested us, imprisoned some of us, and sent men to shoot at us, and here we stand. Daniel Andrews tried to break us, break our will with the full weight of his twisted so-called laws. But we realized a deeper truth, that good people break bad laws. So here we are, good people. 20 months after this fight began, we're still here, and there's more of us than ever before. We stand in unity, in love, and in freedom. And Daniel Andrews, you have not crushed us. We are rising to crush you. I said at the beginning that our future hangs in the balance. But it is not in the balance in Spring Street. It's not in their hands. Our future is in our hands. It is up to us. Future generations are watching us. They are reading about this moment in a history book, and they will go to you and they will say, what did you do? I am proud to say that I risked everything, and I will accept nothing less than freedom. Freedom for me, freedom for my children, and freedom for us all. Yeah.